Over 300 years before the Wright brothers would make their first flight at nearby Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, Europeans landed here to begin the first permanent settlement. We recount what became a mysterious struggle, next on the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Although Native Americans had been living on this continent for hundreds or even thousands of years before Europeans sailed west to discover them, the story of the struggle to establish the first English settlements in the New World remains captivating.
They would first arrive here in July of 1584, two captains, Ominous and Barlow, sent by Sir Walter Raleigh. Sir Walter Raleigh had the patent on New World colonization, but he was not allowed to come to the New World. He was the captain of Queen Elizabeth's guard, a very needed man by Queen Elizabeth.
Harriet Harrison says they would eventually attempt to establish a colony along what is today the North Carolina coast. That voyage to the New World in 1584 included 500 men. But upon arrival, the friendly relationship with the natives soon began to deteriorate.
The men that came here had been career soldiers, had conquered other lands, and would expect people in conquered lands to take care of them and to feed them. The Algonquin Indians did take care of these people at first, but soon it became a burden, and this area had the worst drought it had seen in years.
At the same time, many of the natives began to die, and they believed the deaths had something to do with their new neighbors.
They thought that Englishmen were shooting them with invisible bullets. But actually, the Englishmen were bringing about smallpox, measles, flu, even the common cold, things here the natives were not accustomed to.
But by 1586, Raleigh was ready to make another attempt to establish a colony in the New World. That voyage set sail in 1587, the beginning of what would become one of the continent's greatest mysteries. Those making the trip would become a part of what is today known as the Lost Colony of Roanoke. We pick up the story next time as we travel the countryside at Fort Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm Andrew McCrae.